Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from Canada, we hear from Sister Magdalene Coughlin, a contemplative nun in the Queen of Peace Monastery in Squamish, British Columbia. Sister Magdalene's preaching is entitled, How Great to Be Called.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus sent the 12 out with the following instructions. As you go, proclaim the good news. The kingdom of heaven has come near. Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. You received without payment, give without payment. Take no gold or silver or copper in your belts, no bag for your journey, or two tunics, or sandals, or a staff, for laborers deserve their food. Whatever town or village you enter, find out who in it is worthy, and stay there until you leave. As you enter the house, greet it. If the house is worthy, let your peace come upon it. But if it is not worthy, let your peace return to you. The Gospel of the Lord. I don't know if you have been watching The Chosen on YouTube. If you haven't, I highly recommend it. The Christ there is the most believable I have ever seen on screen. For one thing, he is totally normal. He doesn't move around as though he's in a cloud. He's a big, strong man. You can see why he would have fascinated these young men whom he called to be apostles. Anyway, in today's gospel, he's still rather early on in his ministry. Just recently, he has called the 12. And he sends them out to preach. By the way, he is the good news. Saint Dominic, in the medieval period, in the Middle Ages, did the same thing. He sent the novices out to preach. And to those who cautioned him that was too early, he said, "Don't oppose me. I know what I am doing." It should be said that Saint Dominic was a very democratic leader. He never wrote a rule. He called a general chapter, and the community of his brothers wrote it. But he could call for obedience. Anyway, he said, on this occasion, "Don't oppose me. I'm sending them." So here is Jesus sending out these raw followers, and it's like, go, share the good news. They're young, they're raw. None of them has a PhD yet, but he sends them. It makes me think of this phenomenon called Catholic Christian outreach. Young people are attracted to it. They love it. They will dedicate a year of their lives to it, to preach the good news. And it stays with them, it seems to me, all their lives. And if, like me, you're getting toward the end of your life, you can still do it. It's like our postulant Micah says. Micah is 28. She's an engineer. She practiced in the city of Regina, Saskatchewan, or Regina, for 3 years. She has just entered. She's still a postulant. And she is so enthusiastic. So it was her turn to do the reading at Mass, which she did, and she said to me, "How did I do?" And I said, "You did great, but you could take it down a notch." And she said, "I can't. I get too excited." So my message is, hey, you know what? We're never too old to get excited and share the good news. God bless you.